Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Continuing a topic that I talked about yesterday from Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 34. It's a story about where Paul and Silas were arrested and placed in jail. And before they were put in jail, they were severely flogged. They were stripped down, beaten with rods, and they were placed in an inner cell and had their feet fastened in stocks. And yet, even though they went through all that physical suffering, the humiliation, the emotional just damage that was done to them that day, they still said in verse 25 of chapter 16 in Acts that about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. It's a great reminder. People are always watching our lives and listening to us. And then suddenly a violent earthquake shook the foundation of the prison, and all of a sudden the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose, and the jailer was about ready to take his life because he knew that if they escaped, that they would, the authorities would kill him. And so none of them left. Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." And so the jailer called for the lights, and he just got on his knees and said to him, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And Paul and Silas simply replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And so they winded up, Paul and Silas, that night. The jailer and his household were all baptized. And says that they were filled with joy because they had come to believe in God. And so if you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to listen to that and go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and catch that 14-minute program. I shared my first takeaway of some things I think we can apply in our lives from this. There's a lot of great nuggets of wisdom. But the first one I shared yesterday was sometimes we have to command those negative thoughts in our minds and hearts to leave, just like Paul did in that passage yesterday at the beginning of verse 18 in Acts chapter 16. The second thing that I think we can apply in our lives from this passage in the Bible in Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 34, is that sometimes when you take a stand for Jesus, you will be punished, or you'll be ridiculed, mocked, etc., things like that. Talked about how yesterday in that passage of scripture where after Paul had commanded that spirit to come out of the lady that was doing the fortune telling, it's like what we would consider now psychic hotlines, but she was doing it in person, that they were taken before people, the owners of that lady, because they then lost their living with her doing fortune telling, and they were stripped and beaten with rods. And it's just hard for us to imagine that, but yet that does go on in other parts of the world now for people that are followers of Jesus. But I want to encourage you also with not just Acts chapter 16, but James chapter 1, verse 12 says, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." And so James chapter 1, verse 12 is maybe encouraging you today if you just feel like you've been going through this trial, and yet I know that God is with you and don't want you to be surprised that those things happen sometimes. And, I can relate to this. I have a really good friend from college, one of my best friends from college, and we stayed in contact over the years, but the last couple of years he's come into town for a business meeting that he does, and hasn't contacted me. And first year I was like, maybe just wasn't feeling good or something, but it happened again the second year. And in fact, he was staying with another good friend of ours, and I was just kind of shocked because I saw through Facebook that they were there and wound up being, came in a few days early and was there for like 5 or 6 days. And yet, so on top of doing the business, they're probably for a little bit of pleasure. And I never was contacted to grab lunch or dinner. And, I have to be honest with you, that really, really was painful. It was hurtful because I've known this guy for 30 years and laughed together, cried together. And yet I know that, unfortunately, my friend's not a follower of Jesus. And I was talking to a good friend of mine about that, and they know the person too, and they just said, it may be that they're just not comfortable because of where you're at and with Jesus, and that makes them uncomfortable. And I don't preach to him or anything like that at all, but I'm sure they see my Facebook posts and things and know that my faith is a big part of who I am. And so I just, even though it hurt, just had to say, you know, Lord, I'm sorry that that's probably the reason why, but that's okay. Loving you, God, is more important to me than just a personal friendship. Yet I'm going to reach out to this person again later this year and just say, hey, how's it going? And, you know, I'm not going to let what the enemy might want to use for evil, I'm going to let God use for good. And I think a lot of times for people want to hear about Jesus, they want to see Jesus. So even though it's been 2 years where I've been avoided and not contacted, you know what? I've got to be more mature, and I'm going to reach out to this person. And that's just part of the deal. Sometimes when you follow Jesus closely, you may be excluded from some things. Third takeaway I have from this in Acts chapter 16 is when you start to feel sorry for yourself, remember what Paul and Silas went through. And we talked about how they were stripped, and then they were beaten with rods, and then they were put in the jail. And not only were they put there, they had their feet fastened in stocks, and they were placed in an inner cell. So they probably didn't even have a window or anything, and so just miserable. They're hurting physically. They were humiliated with being stripped before they did that. And sometimes I can throw a really good pity party. Anybody else out there listening that you like to throw pity parties? Man, I can throw a good pity party. And when I hear stories like this, I think, you know, I'm doing pretty well. I've not been stripped down. I've not been beaten with rods. And I heard a pastor say many years ago, and it really challenged me then, and it still challenges me today. He said, you know, God is more interested in your character than your comfort. Don't get me wrong. God loves to bless his kids, and he is our protector and our provider. But God also is wanting us to be more like his son Jesus and made in that image. And the Bible says we are made the image of God. And sometimes maybe we need some things in our character tweaked a little bit. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 kind of backs us up when it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And, you know, we've talked about this before and Hope It's Here, but age is not necessarily a sign of maturity. I mean, there's people that are 16 that are more mature than some people I know that are 66. And so you may be going through some trials or some things that are uncomfortable, but, man, that testing your faith produces that perseverance. And then the best part about it that I've found as I get over the age of 50 now is that, you know what, it gives me a chance to help other people who are hurting that maybe have been through some similar trials, and how I was able to persevere through it with my faith and with others. So, but man, I want to make sure that you be careful about feeling sorry for yourself and remember what Paul and Silas went through. Fourth thing I want to share with you from Acts chapter 16, you can get your worship on anytime, anywhere, and any place. I mean, the fact of the matter is worship is a lifestyle. We talked about in verse 25 that even though those guys have been stripped and beaten and were in jail and obviously just in a lot of pain and their feet were in stocks, it said about midnight they were praying and singing hymns to God. And man, I want to worship like that. Even when life is fair and, unfair, life is not fair, and I just feel discouraged that I want to worship God. And Casting Crowns wrote a song called I Will Praise You in This Storm. And then they wrote another song, I believe it was Casting Crowns, or maybe I think it's actually Mercy Me, called Even If. A great song by Mercy Me called Even If, basically saying, even if you don't answer this prayer the way I want you to, I still love you and you're still more than enough, Jesus. Maybe you need to YouTube and Google that song, Even If, or I Will Praise You in This Storm. Because one of the things I've learned in my life is that you're either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or you're going to be getting ready to go into a storm in the next few weeks. And that's just part of life. Jesus warned us, and I believe it was Matthew that said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Look to Jesus. Just like Peter when he went to walk on the water after seeing Jesus out there, and he was in the boat, and he said, Lord, is that you? Can I come out there? And he said, yes. And he walked on the water, but then the way he started crashing, it started lightning and thunder, and he took his eyes off Jesus, and he started to sink, and of course Jesus saved him. But one encouraging challenge today, even though you don't feel like it, to just get some good worship music, just to praise God through music. Also, just tell him you love him and you trust him, even though you don't understand him, but you love him and you know that he's going to help you and that he promises he never leaves us, he never forsakes us. A fifth thing that spoke to me in this passage in Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 34, is that praying and worship causes God to change either our circumstances or our mindset. Obviously, we saw this when it talks about later in Acts chapter 16 and verses 26 through 27 that the earthquake opened and the foundations of the prison were shaken. All of a sudden, the prison doors flew open and the chains came loose off those people. And, you know, sometimes God does change our circumstances miraculously, like he did that with Paul and Silas. But what I've found, more importantly, he changes my mindset about circumstances. And, you know, after going through the flood, the bankruptcy, the divorce, and losing my home, and it's just changed my mindset about a lot of things, about how temporary things are. And I still like nice things, and yet I just don't focus on them as much. And, you know, it just... It's a mindset sometimes. And John Maxwell had a good quote in his book called Failing Forward. It said, it's not what happens to me, but what happens in me. The last and final point that I want to share with you today that I think we can apply in our lives from Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 34, is that if you really want to make a difference with your one and only life, handle the unfair situations in your life differently. If we want to make a difference with our one and only lives, we need to handle the unfair situations that happen in our life differently. Now, Paul and Silas, when those chains came loose after that earthquake and they had been praying and praising God and singing hymns to God, you know, my first thought would have been, man, we're out of here. Let's go, fellas. And talking about all the guys in there. But they stayed. That jailer was going to take his life. And yet Paul and Silas said to him in verse 28, in fact, they shouted because he was about ready to take his sword and kill himself. Paul said, don't harm yourself. We are all here. Of course, all the prisoners were so just amazed what happened and knew that it happened because Paul and Silas were singing and praising God and praying out loud. And so they knew that they had caused it. So they listened to them. And so none of them left. And, you know, in our culture, so many times when we get treated unfairly, we just want to respond with saying something nasty to somebody. Social media, it's easy to do because it's easy just to type something and hit send. But, you know, we also gossip. A lot of people that are followers of Jesus, maybe, you know, you don't drink, cuss, or chew, and don't go with girls that do, as the old saying goes. But you know what? Man, we just crush people with our mouths, our tongue. And, you know, the Bible in the book of James talks about the tongue and how much damage it can cause to people. So I want to encourage you today to honor God with your mouth, with your one and only life, especially when you're treated unfairly, and maybe to stay in a tough situation and not leave just like Paul and Silas did, because people will never see Jesus more than when you do something like that. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Are you allergic to gluten and struggle to find good tasting gluten-free food in Central Kentucky? Well, I've got great news. Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe is locally owned and located conveniently in Lexington off Nicholasville Road, right behind Jeff's Car Wash. Everything is made from scratch and gluten-free. They also have options for those on the paleo, keto, and vegan lifestyles. And for pumpkin lovers, they have their seasonal items out now. For more information, you can check them out online at glutenfreemiracles.com. That's glutenfreemiracles.com.